1 Chronicles 4.
The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reaiah, son of Shobal, became the father of Jahath, and Jahath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Edom: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazael-Ponai. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Asher, father of Tekoa, had two wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah bore him Ahuzam, Hepher, Temani, and Haahashtari. These were the sons of Naarah. The sons of Helah, Zerith, Izhar, and Ethnan. Koz became the father of Anab, Zubiba, and the families of Aharhel, son of Haram.
Jabez was honored more than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying,
"Because I bore him in pain."
Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying,
"Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm."
And God granted what he asked.
Caleb, the brother of Shuha, became the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton became the father of Beth-Rapha, Pisiah, and Tehinna, the father of Ernahash. These are the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Saraiah. And the sons of Othniel, Hahath and Maonathai. Maonathai became the father of Ophrah. And Saraiah became the father of Joab, the father of Geharashim, so called because they were artisans. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. And the son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel, Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalan. These are the sons of Bethiah, daughter of Pharaoh, whom Merid married. And she conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, father of Eshtemoah. And his Judean wife bore Jared, father of Gedor, Heber, father of Soko, and Jecuthiel, father of Zenoah. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The sons of Ishai, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, father of Lekah, Laada, father of Marisha, and the families of the guild of linen workers at Beth-Ashbea. And Jochim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Seraph, who married into Moab but returned to Lehem.
Now the records are ancient. These were the potters and inhabitants of Netaim and Gedera. They lived there with the king in his service.
The sons of Simeon: Nemuel, Jamin, Jerob, Zerah, Shaul. Shalom was his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma: Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son.
Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did all their family multiply like the Judeans. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bilhah, Ezam, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susim, Beth Berai, and Shearim. These were their towns until David became king. And their villages were Edom, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 towns, along with all their villages that were around these towns as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record.
Meshobab, Jamlik, Joshua, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Saraiah, son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jacobah, Jeshahiah, Azaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Ziza, son of Shiphi, son of Alan, son of Jedeah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah.
These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their clans increased greatly. They journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks, where they found rich, good pasture, and the land was very broad, quiet, and peaceful, for the former inhabitants there belonged to Ham. These, registered by name, came in the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, and attacked their tents and the Meunim who were found there, and exterminated them to this day, and settled in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, 500 men of the Simeonites, went to Mount Seir, having as their leaders Pelatiah, Neariah, Raphaiah, and Uzziel, sons of Ishi. They destroyed the remnant of the Amalekites that had escaped, and they have lived there to this day.